question. The mind is a material object, yet it is transferred with the soul as explained in the 15th chapter. But the motion of all material objects is subject to material laws, gravity, thermal forces, quantum forces, etc. Material objects can be burned, destroyed, etc. How does the mind go wherever the soul goes? This applies to intelligence and false ego as well. Are these special material objects that are beyond the laws of material nature? Answer: the mind, intelligence and ego are subtle objects, and so they are beyond the laws of material nature as they are understood by current science. Actually, most of current science focuses on gross matter alone. Srila Prabhupada explains in the purport of 7.4, Bhumirapo Nalovayu, Kammano Buddhirevacha Ahankaraitiyam Me Bhinna Prakriti Rashtadha. So in this verse, Krishna lists the 8 elements of material nature that comprises energy, and he describes that the whole of material science primarily studies the 4 gross elements only: earth, water, fire, air, and their interactions. Ether is also not studied much, but it doesn't extend much to the other elements. So the laws of physics and the laws of material science in general, as they are presently known, cannot explain many phenomena that fall in the category of paranormal phenomena. There is substantial evidence for them, but they can't be explained with normal laws of physics. So this indicates that there are phenomena which are not understood today by science. And if there are phenomena, there will be laws governing that phenomena also. And they were, said those phenomena are subtle, the elements are subtle, so the laws governing them are also subtle. So the laws governing the mind are primarily the 3 modes of material nature. They regulate the subtle body, the mind, and that's how they shape our consciousness. The modes don't affect the soul directly. So yes, it is true that the mind is a material element, but being subtle, it is not affected by the gross laws of physics like gravity and others that we know about. Is it eternal? No. But because it is subtle, it is not destroyed by the action of gross material elements. So, for example, fire or knife or bullet or poison may destroy the arrangement of the gross material body, and therefore the soul has to leave that body. But these don't destroy the mind. The subtle body is not indestructible, but it does not decay the way the normal body decays. And it continues to exist as long as the soul exists in the material world. Only when the soul leaves the material existence of the soul, shed its subtle body. And at that time, the elements that comprise the subtle body, mind, intelligence, ego, they merge into the elements, into the universal coverings that are made of the same elements, mind, intelligence, and ego, as the soul departs from the universe back to the spiritual world. So this is subtle matter, and this applies even to intelligence and ego in addition to mind. That being subtle matter, the gross physical laws don't apply to them. Thank you.